ויאמר השם אל מוישה, אמר אל הכהני בני אהרן, ואמרת עליהם, לנפש לא יטמא בעמיו. חז"ל סי, ויאמר השם אל מוישה, אמר אל הכהנים, ואמרת עליהם, להזיר גדולים על הקטנים. זה בחזל דרשן, להזיר גדולים על הכהנים. דרשן בחזל זה. אמר ואמרתו להזר גדולים על הקטנים. אז פירס אמר לה, היה איזה חקירה, את חזר לסג, not allowed to metame, a cotton is not only, he's not, a person is not allowed to metame, is להזר גדולים על הקטנים. רבי מגזדם, אמר ואמרתו להזר גדולים על הקטנים, לא שם רשי מדברי רבי סיינו ביבומס. והזור הזו, לא אמר שלו, נסייע בתומס הקטנים בידיים. ובואו בזה הזור ישראביס. So, I had a shiloh when my son was sick. זה פיקוח נפש. So, I had to take him to Hadassah. I had to make an MRI. But as להזר גדולים על הקטנים, you're not allowed to take him to the hospital where there's too much mace. Tried to get a different place. I couldn't get, nowhere else was masking to do the MRI. So I said, okay, if at least I have to metame him, I will get a goy to push in the carriage. If you have to light a light in Shabbos, it's better to have a goy. So if it's an isur, la'azur gdoylim alaktanim, so it's better that this maisa will be done by a goy, not by it. So I will hire a guy there that she will push the carriage in. And this was my father-in-law told me that it's a very good thing. It'll be a schus. Maybe like this, the kid will be saved. Rebbe Eliashiv told me that I'm wrong. He said that lehazik gdolim al haktanim is only if the ktanim are mitzu v'nat ha-metame. But if the cotton has a pikuach nefesh and he's allowed to go in, there's no isur bichlal to metame him. And I will explain the chkira. The chkira is, lehazir gdolim al haktanim, that the gdolim have to make sure that the ktanim will not do their isur. So if the ktanim don't have the isur here, so there's no problem. Or the same way, I'm not allowed to metame myself. I'm not allowed to metame ktanim. So when I have a pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to. But if the metame the ktanim, I don't have a pikuach nefesh because the goy could do it for me. Like I have to put a light in Shabbos. I'm allowed to, but if I have a goy that could put it on, so I'm not allowed to. So the isu to metame ktanim is to be mazir them and their isu, or it's a separate isu. So I put down in the mefoshim. So Rabbi Yashi said, no, it's not a new isu not to metame the ktanim. It's just to be careful that the ktanim will be careful and their alochas. So if here the cotton doesn't have an issue to be metame because he's a pikuach nefesh. So I didn't know what to do. To be machmer like my shver. Or to listen to Rabbi Yashiv. So my shver told me that even that you don't think Rabbi Yashiv is right. You think you're right. The biggest chus for the kid is that you mevatel your das to Rabbi Yashiv and you push yourself the carriage in. So I'm not myself, I'm not allowed to, I'm a kohen, but I'm speaking about my wife, she would do that. I myself for sure, if someone else could take the baby in, so it's my issue, I can't go into the hospital. But the Ramban really says that, and that's if we go like Rebbe Eliashiv, so it's not a special aloche, don't be metame yourself and don't be metame the kid, it's just aloche to make sure in the aloches of the kid. So the Ramban says we have a lot of aloches to make sure about the aloches of the kids. You're not allowed to give them to Itreif. So why here, this halacha takes place more from everyone else? And he says something I'll explain to you with a big askanis that I was involved this week. I'm in the middle of a vow, I have to have a meeting today. Maybe I will get you advice for sure. I don't want it to go out. But He says that the reason is, he says, most kids don't need the father extra. You send them to the right cheder. I think you should have to call it chavas das. Yeah? You send them to the right cheder, and they behave. Send them to the right yeshiva. They don't go to different offices. They stay in yeshiva. And they behave. The system protects. Like in this yeshiva here. It's protected. So no one takes out a phone because you're not allowed to have a phone in the building. That's because I'm not kosher phone. You're not allowed to have a phone. Kohanim have a problem. The kids associate with Israeli kids. Not with Israeli, I mean Israeli. Now the Israeli are metame. So the father has to know, legabi tumas kohanim, you need an extra chinuch for your kid. Because you can't rely on the system. It'll be very hard for him. All the kids go up to Miron, and we know Kohanim cannot go up to Miron. But everyone is going to Miron. So you tell them, I'm not speaking guys that are sitting and learning in yeshiva. The yeshiva is not that, but I'm speaking the guys that are not sitting and learning in yeshiva, yeah? So they go up to Miron. So it's very hard for the kid to understand that he will not go to Miron. Emor of Amalta. This was the Ramban. This is the Oimek Apshat, why here HaKadosh Baruch, and I have this story. I'm a Rav in Ramat Eshkol, Givat HaMiftar. And the last week, they made a chugim, I don't know how you call it in English. Chugim for kids. Well, they go to, they learn how to paint.
Extracurricular groups, that's
what. Yeah, not clearly because they go to the doctor, no? Okay. Anyways, for soccer and all different balls. And the Rabbanim the Gedolim, they've written a letter that you can't do such a thing in a free neighborhood. And they wanted me, you know, to sign on the letter. In the old days, I would say, I'm not available. Now, I can't. I'm also the Rav, also in Yeshiva. I can't. All the Gedolim signed. They're waiting for my letter. I'm the Rav. They will not take it out. But I'll be signing. But they want me to sign against it. And, you know, and the American people from the neighborhood, you know, in America, ball is not a problem. Like, what these people want from us, you know? We're Americans. We're allowed to play ball. And they say, no, the letter has to come out. So I met with the heads of the city here in Shalim, and I explained to them why we will have to guard against it if they don't stop it till, I said like this, if, there's one question if it's ball in Israel or not. I said, I'm not going into that question. I said, if all the kids are American kids, like the kids in Far Rockaway, the kids in Lakewood, and they want to play ball, for sure we have to make sure that it's in the right environment, to be under the Ashgacha of the Rav, I don't have a problem. But I said, who you think comes to this chugim, clinic, or different words? Not all the sons of the Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael. In America, who plays ball? Anyone. The son of a Baron Kotler will play ball, or the son of a Bianca Kamenetsky will play the ball. Don't know who will win, but that's not the point. If Philly will win, or Pesach will win, doesn't make a difference. Here, the people that will play ball, most of these boys in the soil don't play ball. It will be the some Americans and the kids that are not so Haredi. Kids that are planning in the end of life not to go to yeshiva. I said, a lot of the parents tomorrow will come over to me. I want my son to get into the best cheder. Rebbe, you could get me into the best cheder. I want my daughter to get. The Hanala will say, these kids in the afternoon, they play with different kids. The parents and the other kids don't want them to be together. I said, and I told the lady that was in charge, she has a son that was by me in shul. I said, I don't think to your son, 12 years old, that already, I see he's almost finishing Mishnayos, you want him to play with these kids. She said, no, that son I'm not sending, dear. I said, you hear what you said? You know, my young son needs it. I said, so you're right, your young son needs it. But when you're putting up a sign in the neighborhood, there's a lot of people in this neighborhood that if the Rav lets them have that, they will send their kids. And it's kids that have different ideas. That is the problem. In America, it's not a problem. It's the same kids that play ball, and afternoon they do Shishasila Mishnah. That's perfect. It's the best thing. But I'm telling you, from that group, 10 boys really go after it to shul. But the other 10, after that, they go somewhere else. I can't have these kids playing together. I said, I want you first to call all the parents and put the whole course, even though you started, on hold, till all the parents will come. And I will explain to the parents. I said, I don't want to say myself. I said, that is the fact. I said, I have a chrayz al tzarov. If I, my son, will go to play with these kids, I will not let him. They're not bad kids. These kids, in the lower end, they need it. It's a mitzvah to do it for them. Maybe they will become better kids if they will be in that playing ball instead of going to Eilat for Shabbos. But you can't. This is the parsha. Not every time the kid, the pasuk is telling koyen, you have to know your kids need a special hadracha, because they were kids, not bad kids. I said, in America, sometimes they ask me a lot of time in Lawrence, and I'm not going into the big argument with Rabbanim, is a football there game, and it's baseball they call it there, but and they have that it's mixed with Goyish kids. And they play the same teams together. And there's arguments if it's good or not good. And in the old days, it was less a problem from our days. In the old days, it was not such a problem. I said, Chazal say, Gosu al yeino mishum pito mishum doiso. Chazal said that. In the old days, everyone knew who they are. Today, I said, when you win together, right? So it's a party by that guy. And everyone goes there. I said, that Chazal didn't want it to happen. So I said, you're taking a chance that your kid is associating with different kids that have different effects. The more that the kids are associating with kids that are not bad, and I'm saying these kids are not bad, the father is from, could be the father is going to shul, but he's coming from a different culture, from a different ideas. I said, there's a couple of kids in the neighborhood that I'm taking care of them. I don't want to say details because, you know, everything is recorded, but and these kids really need a lot of help. But when I go to shul, I see them in the yard. Shabbos, they're playing ball. I stop, I say good Shabbos to them. If I have a candy, I give them. They're sad, they don't have a family. And, you know, I bring them into shul. When they're bar mitzvah, they come to eat by me Purim. But if I would find out that my son goes out in the middle of shul, goes back to the park and plays with them ball, I would move out of the neighborhood. But they're going to the course of this baseball course. That is not a good idea. So this is Be'etzem the Yesod of Chinuch. And I think people have to know that, because when I started what I said, and I was about to speak against the ball, I saw everyone here, everyone in America, got very upset. But when you explain on what we're talking about, that makes sense. Now, again, I said, put it on hold, I want to meet all the parents. I don't know who is there. I said, I know most of the parents, I want to speak to them. I said, I can't tell people these people are a problem. So we have to find a way how to put it in the right proportion. So I said, in a country that it's accepted, there's enough good boys in the group that the group is strong. Like I'm saying, in a shul. You'll have a shul and two kids are bad kids. I'm not saying don't come to shul because of that. The good ones will have influence on the bad ones and the ones that are weaker. But in Israel, in that kind of crowd, that in this kind of game, if not 60%, but for sure a large amount are kids that are not in the way that you're trying to bring up your kids. You're Americans, you're open-minded, but you are from, you're app-keeping Torah and mitzvahs, and everything is good for you. So your kids could play pool, nothing will happen to them, they will be there in one day. But when they were associated with other kids, that could be a danger. So this is what the pasuk says: Emor lekayanim ve'omalto aleihem, nefesh lo itama be'amov emor ve'omalto lehazir gdoili maktanim. The pasuk is mamshich kim l'sheir yakor of oilov le'imoy ve'le'oviv ve'libnoy ve'le'biter ve'le'achoisa. He's metame to his mother, to his father, to his son. It says mother before father. Then it says in the pasuk, "Va'koyen agodel me'echov al kol nafshis meis le'yoviv lo'oviv ve'le'imoy lo yitama." He's not allowed to metame even to father and mother. So before I start, I want to say a couple little things, and then we'll try to miyasha the stiras pasukim. It says that the kohen gadol cannot be metame to a father and a mother. Why? He's very, very Kaddish. The Kohen is also very Kaddish. Why a regular Kohen could be metamet to father, mother, seven Kohenim? So I saw his bow down a Givaldik Azach. The Kohen Gadol was really the high position of Klal Yisrael. We had also a king that ran the system. But I would say the high position, including love and care, was the Kohen Gadol. We know Aaron Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, the one that davens for Klal Yisrael. It's very important that a person that is a master will not show that there's some people that are closer to him from different people. That he will think that his family is first. They say, I want to say two ma'asim on Rabbi Melech Melejint, two beautiful ma'asim. One ma'asim, they say over that he went away from his house for Tkufa, and he took on himself to work on Avas Yisrael. What Avas Yisrael means? Avas Yisrael means that you love the other guy like yourself, and you love him like you love your brother, your mother, your father, your sister, and not that for them you will accept it and for him not. And he worked with himself for a couple of months and he felt that he's ready and he came home. He was walking into his city, you know, he was dressed not like a Melech, and he saw this wagon rushing out of the city, the little village where he lived, and he heard the people inside say, "Oh, lezerke, lezerke, such a nice neshama, we hope we'll make it to the doctor." And he's thinking to himself. And then, you know, the wagon just flew away. "Oh, my lezerke, who knows what happened when I was not here? Oh, who said it was the right thing that I went?" Mama, she was like, "Oh." Okay, he rushed home. And he found out that it's not his lezerke. You know, before he knocked on the door, he went to the neighbor to find out, you know, maybe something happened. And for a second, he said, "Wow." He stopped and he said, "Abelimelech, someone else's laser care is better. You didn't work on yourself enough. He didn't walk back home. He went for another 3 months to work on Avas Yisrael. If he said, it's not my laser care, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's not my son, but someone else's son. It's the same problem. Someone is suffering today." They say over another story, it's a famous story, that Abelimelech put on Osat Filish Rabbeinu Tam. One time, they saw him, the chassidim, he stopped. He no one wanted to ask him what happened. After 2 weeks, he again put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. So they asked him, "Rebbe, what happened? Till now Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, from now Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, why you stopped to put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam?" He said, "I will tell you very simple, why." He said, "What happened was, I have my Seder Hayom is, I sleep a couple hours a day, my night. I work, I have Avodas Hayom, and when I finish, I go into my room, I have Cheshbon HaNefesh, and I go to sleep for 4 hours, my little hours that I sleep. One day, I'm finishing my Cheshbon HaNefesh, and I'm about to go to sleep my 4 hours that I have to sleep, and I hear a knock on the door. I hear a knock on my door. A lady, her son is very sick. She needs someone to daven for her terrible story. Okay, I let her to go in. Think to myself, like, you know, even the little bit time that I sleep, they don't let me. Okay, I daven for Baruch Hashem, the kid becomes better. And then when I make the Cheshbon HaNefesh by night, I think to myself, and if my daughter will knock on my door and said her son is sick, I would also say, why are they bothering me in my little hours of sleep? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that lo yaniach tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam elo mishehu chosid. I felt I'm not a chosid anymore. I'm not holding there. So I couldn't put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam until I fixed that midah. So it was a very big akpada that the Kohen Gadol will understand and representing Klal Yisrael. There's no metamet to the father and mother. And I want to explain, the person will say, but you have to be. The Kohen Gadol is metame, it means he's off duty for a week, right? He can't serve. So this is the reason really the Kohanim cannot be metame. Not only because they're Kaddish, they're dear for Hashem, they can't. Tumah is a stira, the Kilu stepping back. The Kohen Gadol cannot step back, even for his family, because everyone's relying on him. He's the symbol that the Av of Klal Yisrael. If he shows, I tell every time, Rabbi, not everyone agrees with me. When you're speaking to people and your son comes, Okay, sometimes he's a 2 years old or 3 years old that he doesn't understand. But if he's in the age they understand, don't let him to cut the line. I'm not saying every time that your son to wait 5 hours, you know, you have to have a relationship with your kids. But a lot of times, I said last year, maybe not last year, a couple months ago, two stories from Rav Shteyman, that when I said in the hospital of Shteyman, I said, tell me that a Rosh Hashiva came to ask Rav Shteyman if he could throw out a bocher, a mashgiach. It was a mashgiach, and the yeshiva was a terrible bocher. Mamash, he was destroying the whole yeshiva. And he went to Rav Shteyman to ask him what to do. And you know, they said, we gave him a chance, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. We can't anymore. So Shteyman asked, what is the name of the boy? He said, Karelinstein. He said, no, I mean the name. He said, Yitzchak, no, the father's name. So Mashgiach said, I don't know. So he said, 6 weeks, the boy is not behaving, and you don't know his name to daven for him, and you ask him if you could throw him out of the yeshiva? Maybe we have to throw out the Mashgiach. It means you don't care. It means you don't care. They say Alamol that Rav Shteyman would say it would come if to ask to throw a bacher or not. If he's damaging, he would say if it would be your son, you would throw him out of your yeshiva now or not. If it would be your son and you have a way how to work it out, so work it out with him. So that is the reason the Kohen Gadol cannot be metame, because he has to show to everyone that everyone is equal by him. And everyone is the same important. This is a message for us. And a person has to know that the message I'm telling you now, Be'ez Hashem, all of you will be big Talmid HaChomim, you will be shining Klal Yisrael. But the message is also if you become a businessman and you have a company. Never to show, for sure. You could show sometimes that people that do a better job get closer. That is something else. But it's very important not to show that some people, you care for them more from different people. A father for kids, the same thing. I know all of you are young, so it doesn't make a difference. You think, okay, I'll have 5 kids, for sure I will love them the same. The kids get older, and one doesn't have kids, and one doesn't have money, and one doesn't have that. And for sure, everyone needs his own private sympathy. But the father, the master is on top, has to show everyone that he cares. And not the family will say, you know, for him, for sure, the father will come for his simchas. But for this son, everyone knows the father comes. You spoil the position of the father. You spoil the position where you're standing. So I'm saying, this is the message of the Kohen Gadol. But the Mefoshim, Oimid, and Aaret, it says in the beginning, I'll say the Evan Ezra, it says, you metame to the mother and father, son and daughter and brother. Who goes first, father or mother? Father, right? So why it says to be metame first to the mother and then to the father? You see, later it says son and daughter. It doesn't say daughter and son. We don't hold from ladies first, yeah? So why it says imoy v'aviv v'noy v'bitoy? So the Ben Ezra says, "Ki derech ha'olam, the ladies die before the men." I don't know if to check it in Mitzias, but Azay Zok the Ben Ezra. I don't have it here, but Azay Zok the Ben Ezra. Ladies die before men. But the Shaila is, why would the Kohen Gadol, it says, it says the Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to father and mother. So one pshat, I will go first with Ben Ezra, then we'll say a different pshat. They say, the Steibler would say that b'derech klal, who became the Kohen Gadol? The one that his father was the Kohen Gadol. Right? So when his mother died, he was not a Kohen Gadol. So if normally lady dies first, so the son is not the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is taking over his father. So, but a Kohen Gadol, we tell him first, don't be mitame to your father. When you became Kohen Gadol, what happened was the guy would die. They would be mitame the kid to be Kohen Gadol sometimes, even before the Levi. That is one pshat. They bring another pshat that the father is not a vadai. How you know the father is a father? How you know the father is a father? The Gemara says, "Roiv be'ilo is achar abal." The mother, you came out from the mother. So the mother is a vadai, and the father is a roiv. So, when you want a metame, it's loizu avzu. You could be metame to your mother and even to your father. It's the, you know, it's a famous vort of Reb Chaim. Halacha is if the father asks for water and the mother, you have to serve your father first. Why do you have to serve your father first? Because atov ibro chayavim. So they asked Reb Chaim when he was a kid, but the father is only a roiv. The mother is a vadai. So why do you have to serve the mother first? So Reb Chaim answered, if you serve your mother first, you're telling her that I think my father is not a vadai. Yeah? So it's the biggest bizarre to the mother. Yeah? He says, you tell the mother, you're a vada. My father, I'm not sure. Yeah? So in that case, he says, you're the biggest. Over here, so when the Pasuk says, you're allowed to metame to your mother and even to your father. But when it says not to, so we say, not to the father and even not to the mother. It could be the Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to father. Okay? I hear. But maybe to a vada he's allowed to be metame. Not to the father and even not to the mother. But when you say yes, you say to the mother and even to the father. Now it's very interesting. When you start Parshas Emor, I'm sure it will bother everyone tomorrow in the Parshas Shavua. It says, "Lo yikrachu korcho b'roishom p'kasinim lo yikaleichu b'sarol lo yisratu sarotes." They're not allowed to shave. They're not allowed to take off their beards. You're not allowed to scratch. We know that all of us are not allowed to shave. All of us are not allowed to take off the beard. And all of us are not allowed to scratch. And the Gemara speaks about why is a special mitzvah by Kohanim not to do that. The Rambam in Moira Nevuchim brings down, and it's Be'etzim already in the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, that the reason why Hashem doesn't let us to take off the peris. It's very nice, all the Nazis do these kind of haircuts. And he says, in the old days, the koimrim, the priests, people respected the priests, right? They went with his black clothes. Now, in the old days, there was no private showers and baths. Everyone went to the city bath. Like when we have a swimming pool. Today already, even the swimming pool became private. Yeah? The Eretz Yisrael, yet people go to a public swimming pool. It's not like in America that everyone really has one in his own backyard. But in that days, most people. And in that days, even the rinsing. So the problem was when the priest came to the Beis HaMelechus, he took off all of his clothes. No one knew that he's a priest. So how he will get his respect? So they had a kind of shaving that they took off the peyes, and everyone knew that he's a priest. The Rambam brings down the Isur, Ve'ikrachu korcho, kederech hakmorim. Why Hashem doesn't let us to do that? The Rambam says, because a Jewish person has to be respected so much that when you see the way he behaves, he's respected even without knowing that he has to be respected. We're asking the Kohanim, you have to be respected people, the way you behave and, you, and when you go to the Beis HaMelechus, they will realize you're respected when you were without that I have a father, a very, very chashuv father, Mashgiach. He doesn't go with a kapote, he's with a pashto yet. All of my years, I respected my father. But now I'm busy with him in the yeshiva together, and his workers, and his things that have to be done. And I see, you know, I'm connected to a lot of people. But when it comes to him, everyone does what he needs. Everyone respects him. Without speaking to him, without talking to him, he's respected. Because the chosh of a person is respected not because he looks represented. Zog the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Hashem gave a special, again, our generation, we can't understand it, but in that generation, obviously, was a lot of places where people the whole time were samechet, and people did not have all of the time the IDs to show that they're Kohanim, that they're special people. We know the Kohanim are really the Kohanim were the ones that really were giving over Levi Omar Tumecho Vorecho Leish Chasidecho. That was really Sifsi Kohen. That was the way to give over the Torah. So it was a special issu for the Kohanim to shave because we're not letting them to have an outside showing that they're a Kohanim. They have to be respected on their own. They have to be respected on their own to show that chashivus, that tzura. I'll go to the end of the parasha. It says, Vayetze ben ish Israelis v'hu ben ish Mitzri. Vayinotzu b'machne. Vayikoy ben ish Israelis es Hashem. Vayikalol. He said, Yake Yoisi es Yoisi. Rashi says, what is the pasuk Vayetze ben ish Israelis? How to say, Vayelech ben ish Israelis. And he cursed his friend, and he was Maske Shem Shamayim. Zogt Rashi, Vayetze. Chazal say, bring down, Meichon Yotzo. There's the Rashi. Reb Levi Yomer Mo'ilom Mo'yotzo. Reb Rach Yomer Miparsho. Masnissin Omro. Mi Beis Dino Yishal Mo'yishe Yotzo Mechuyov. Bo Lita Oyel Betoich Machne Don. Omro Lo Yimativcho Lekan. Because his mother was from Don, but the father was a Mitzri. Omro Lo Yimidon. Omro Lo Yishal Digloy. Nichas Bedino Yishal Mo'yishe Yotzo Mechuyov. Omad Vegide. Chaim Shmulevitz had, this is his shmuz, this pasuk. The pasuk is telling us a secret. I say every time the moshe, the beautiful moshe, you take a glass cup, you put it on the table. The glass cup could be on the floor as well. I saw a lot of glass cups on the floor. What if you give it a tap and it goes to the floor, it smashes. He says, a lot of times a person in life could handle a lot of kind of positions. But when he falls, when he gets a bang, he could lose himself. The Isha Israeli is lost. He was in a matzav of losing. He went down so low till he was a mekalal. He lost it. So the bocher sometimes has a hard matzav. He loses his chavrusis. He loses his place. He's lost. That is the most dangerous. He brings down Pshat in the story with Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel tells him, you lost your Malchus, we're giving it to David. Tries to beg him a couple times, and then Shaul understands that this is what is going to happen. He realizes it. He tells Shmuel, come with me to give a Shaul, at least we'll walk together. Shmuel had to tell him, Shaul, you're the king of Klal Yisrael. Ben Shalom Ben Malchoy. I know it's over, you know it's over. What are you asking me to play a game with you? Shaul told him, if you don't walk with me, the patch will be so strong, I will go off the derech. I will become apikiris. I need it. Pad it. Pad it. I knew someone. His brother got a position. He was not ready to have a position. I know Adam Godel told his brother, you also have to go around with a kapota like a Rosh Hashiva. Why? When you come to a family simcha, he will look like this, you will look like that. It's a clap. A person has to realize when he's getting a clap, soft it. Hold on. Even things that sometimes are not necessarily, and maybe you think it's even gaive, and maybe sometimes you think it's even bizoya, doesn't make a difference. The secret was Vayetze mi beis dinoi shel Moshe chayov. I'm losing it now. Remember, it's the most dangerous moment in your life now. He wanted to be in the Shvatim. He was Mekalel. The worst is way. Chazal said, Yake Yoisi is Yoisi. We're not allowed to repeat what he said. We're not even allowed to example it. Why? A bang. A bang. Sohu maher min aderech osu lohem egel maseich. I'm asking you, you have Moshe Rabbeinu here? You know Moshe Rabbeinu? You have Moshe Rabbeinu? So why not doing the egel? We can manage. Someone that lived with Moshe, and now is no Moshe, he doesn't know what to do. That is the bang. That is the losing part, time. The chokhmah of a person is, remember, when you're about to lose, and you feel that you're in a losing position, hold on strong. Hold on strong. When a person holds on strong, and he's strong, then even if something bad happens to him, even if he sees that he can't, he will manage to survive. So the way that Yitzchak ben Ish Yisraelis ben Mish B'tech Bnei Yisrael v'Yinotzu b'Machne ben Yisraelis v'Yisraelis v'Yitzchak Meheichon Yotzo. Just wanted to finish one little word. Say over a maisa was a yid that he lived in Galicia, and Chalamot Pesach he went over to the Poritz, you know, to go over the all the papers, and they were sitting together. And everything is amazing. Horitz was so happy with his Jewish person, he's running the system so good. He took out a l'chaim to drink l'chaim. The Yid forgot and he took a shot. And then he realized it's Pesach. So he went to the Baal HaShem Lumeishiv. The Lumeishiv was really very much against the Hasidim, he was against the... But he was very, very machshiv. Belz, the Rebbe, was Rabbi Yeshua Lemi Belz. He told him, go to Rabbi Yeshua Lemi Belz. And after he gives you an eitzah how to do tshuva, come back to me and tell me what he told you. He told him, sell your house and go to move in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yid asked the Belz Rebbe, because the Shulam Meshiv told him, after he tells you the Eitzah, ask him why you decided that this is my Eitzah. He told him, because I have two Mekoris, it's a Medrash Eicho. It says, Eicho Golso Yehudo Me'oini. Golso, because she was not Mekayim Lechem Oini. So Golos is Mechaper and Chometz. Second, it says in Shmois Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, Ki chol oichel machmetzes v'nichreso. And the word v'nichreso is gershayim. Never in the Torah we have a nichreso gershayim. Obviously here, if you do golus, you could have a kapara. He went back to the Shalomation. Told him amazing. He says, okay, sell your house, everything. And the way to Eretz Yisrael, stop by the Belzer Rebbe and tell him, everything is good, but in Parshas Emor is a word, the nichas over the Gershaim also. It says that you're not allowed to be makriv. Yish ki yakriv la'Hashem, iveres. Put the pasuk here. Say all of one. So again, Kodesh. Here, Perik Shabbos, you see it. Perik Chof Beis Pasuk Gimel. Emor and Roisam Kodesh Ashikrav Mikol Zarachem Al Hakodesh Mashi Agdish Bnei Yisrael LaHashem VeTumosoi Olav VeNichreso HaNefesh Hayim Gershayim. So you go to the Bezer Rebbe, tell him, you right, but there's one more place it says Gershayim. Don't say that it doesn't say nowhere. So the Belzer said, he sold his house, went to Eretz Yisrael, he stopped by the Belzer Rebbe, and he asked him, the Shalomeshiv told me just to tell you that in one place it also says. So the Belzer Rebbe told him, look in Rashi here. Rashi says, V'nichreso. Yochol mitzad ze letzad ze medresh. Yichres mekoimoy v'yeshe b'mokoy macher, Talmud lo yimar lifnei Hashem. Why Rashi never said it? And none of the chorus Rashi says, Yochol mitzad ze letzad ze, Talmud lo yimar lifnei Hashem. As is, every chorus is kipshuta. Here it says, Gershayim. So could be taka if you do golus to be mechaper, it says, lifnei Hashem, it will not help. But in Chometz that it says, Nichreson, it says Gershayim. So the male, if you do that, the male, it helps. I say one more little vote from Uchaim Veloshina. It's a beautiful vote from Uchaim Veloshina. It says that Ish Ish of Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yakrivu LaHashem. So Chazal say Ish Ish, L'Rabois, that the Goyim could be Makriv Korban Oilo. A Goy cannot be Mafri Shlomim. He only could bring Oilo. Kuloi LaHashem. A Yid could do Shlomim. He said that Reb Chaim Volozhiner sent once a meshulach to collect money for his yeshiva. So the guy told Reb Chaim, I want the envelope. I don't want to give money to the meshulach. He gets a cut. I want everything to go to the yeshiva. So Reb Chaim sent him back, what, you're a goy? He said, forget, I want pure. He said, goy does only oila. Why? Because he doesn't want people. Here Hashem said he could do shlomim, he could do chatos. Why? The kohen could have a portion. Yeah, this is the way Hashem made the system. It's people that are serving, helping. We need to give them a cut. A goy cannot understand that. A goy thinks it's treif. The goy thinks all these shivish askonim are not the right way, right? But they really, we also think like the goyim, right? But the goyim can't stop. As we know, shivish matzav, that is the way Klal Yisrael is built. So it's not treif. That is the way we serve a kohen. Hashem said, give the kohanim. Yeah, give the people that are there. That is the system. That is the system. Yeah, they get a cut every time. You say no cut, fixed salary, right? But this is goyish. prison. Why? He said, a goy cannot forgive someone else. So Hashem said, if they will start to bring shlomim in the end, they will start to sue. We just don't need them. Just, you get what they give, just this burden. Take it pure. By them, don't start to do it. So he's not in a prison that thinks such a cup. After you're a goy. This is what we have to do. Mazda, you can send it back.